Seven. Your calls at 021-446-0567. This is a fun conversation, and it's going to be much better if you join in on the fun. We're not sitting in a lecture room, right?
No. I wouldn't be there.
Well, we're just sitting here exploring ideas, just having fun.
Yes.
And I've missed you, Carla. Where have you been?
I've missed you too, Clarence. I have been in Italy and then a few hours in Switzerland.
A few hours in Switzerland, was that for lunch or something?
Yeah.
Was it like
that? Not that we could afford the lunch, so I had like water.
Oh, okay. Were you in the Milan area or?
In Italy, we did basically the whole country,
okay.
Excluding Sicily.
Okay. And you like Italy?
Oh, I
love
it.
Was it your first?
First time there.
What stands out?
Everything. I mean, so firstly, south of Italy, my favorite. Very much like South Africans, warm, loud, expressive, colorful. I really love the south of Italy.
Any names kind of jump out?
As in the places or people. So Castellammare and then the Amalfi Coast, obviously. Mm. I could do that a million times over. Unfortunately, didn't get to see Naples proper, so I have to go back.
Okay. I quite enjoyed Florence, and I'm stuck there. And people still ask me about my favorite city in the world, and I say Florence.
Florence is amazing.
And I can't remember why, because it was a long time ago. So I want to go and just understand why it's so important to me.
But it's beautiful. And it also does remind me a lot of, I mean, a lot of Italy reminds me of South Africa. And of course, in Cape Town, we have so many different views and a lot of the places look like different parts of the world. And Florence for me was kind of Constantia meets Hout Bay meets, where do we have kind of like Tuscan, not Tuscan houses, sorry. But, I mean, you can see the wealth. You can tell the difference.
There was Stellenbosch there as well, and the hills on the other side.
I suppose so. But, I mean, and there were Lamborghinis, and you can really tell the difference in wealth in the north versus the south.
Yeah, no, that is quite conspicuous, eh?
Mm.
So the north has got the money, and the south has got the culture.
The personality, the color.
It's always like that, eh?
Yeah, and I would take that any day.
What, the culture?
The culture and the people in the south.
Keep your Ferraris.
Yeah, keep it. I can't afford the petrol anyway.
So this was your first time. Do you think you'll go back?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I'm working on it, whether it's another loan or I'll find a way.
Listen, it's about time you finish that degree now, okay?
Hey, Clarence, we agreed we're not talking about this.
I never said anything. Listen, so I want to also just understand. Oh, you said your mom was going with you.
Yes.
And how did that pan out, that relationship?
Really well. I mean, we're still family.
Well, there's not much you can do about that ever.
Yeah. No, I mean, surprisingly well. The thing that we fought over was that she couldn't get the photo angles right. So I was taking magnificent photos of her. Because now I like understand, okay, you get down lower on the ground, you tilt up, and then the person ends up looking thinner and taller.
Oh, okay.
With me, she was straight on, so I couldn't hide anything. But she started getting better and better. And
so she was going down to get your photo?
Slightly. She would have to find a rock to sit on or something.
Shame, man. Okay, so that was a great little holiday, and you're back. And you say you want to talk about being a superpower. Is it something that you've kind of imagined?
Oh, yes. I mean, I don't know if being a vampire is a superpower, but I grew up wanting to be a vampire.
Is that a superpower?
No, I don't know. But I mean, you could do a lot of stuff. And if you're a Twilight fan, then apparently vampires can fly and...
That's a mosquito, right?
Well, they also suck blood.
Did you believe that they were true vampires?
No.
Isn't that an Italian story as well?
Oh, yes. Isn't Dracula
Dracula?
Yes.
If
you see, Italy is just meant to be.
Let's check if Dracula is Italian. So you wanted to be a vampire. I'm trying to understand what he's like superhuman about that.
But have you watched Twilight?
Well, I mean, you're killing people. You're a prolific.
No, but you don't have to kill people. You can be a conscious resistor, whatever it's called.
A conscientious objector.
Conscientious.
A Dracula that doesn't suck blood. That's what you want to be.
Yes.
Okay, but you want the long teeth still?
Yes.
Why?
You can scare people, yes.
That's interesting.
But it's also the strength, and then vampires are all beautiful, apparently. Like, insanely beautiful. That's how they trick people.
Okay, right. And the question, of course, is there was a couple of messages in. I was suggesting that people think about it. If you could be a person with superhuman power, if you could be a superpower, what would you be? Somebody says they'd like to understand all the languages of the world. Let's give them a name.
Okay. Lodian, because there's one girl that I know that speaks like 7 languages, so we'll call them a Lodian.
Okay, somebody, but I think that is just such an amazing
it is.
Thought.
It is.
It means you can listen to anybody's story in the world.
It is. Initially, when I had heard that, I thought, oh no, I don't actually want to understand everyone. Ignorance is bliss. But the opportunities it opens up, I mean, I'm thinking, I can work for the United Nations. I can get jobs and I can go back to Italy.
Anything to go back to Italy.
Yeah.
Would you be taking your mother with you?
Yes, again? But we would probably be staying in different hotel rooms this time.
Okay, and different timelines as well, I have no doubt.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
But she's got other reasons why she wants to go back.
Oh, she would definitely go back. I mean, she really wanted to see. She saw Lake Como. We saw Lake Como. But she wanted.
Was that when you popped over the border?
Before that, yes, okay. Yes, yeah.
Okay. And she loves that northern reaches.
Yes. Okay. She had grown up with stories about the Great Lakes and a portrait of the Great Lakes. So that was very important to her.
Sure. And the language itself?
Italian.
Yes.
Oh, stunning.
Could you speak it?
No.
Did you latch onto it quickly?
There's certain things. I mean, now it's like piano. And I want to answer my phone and be like, pronto.
What does piano mean?
I think it means quickly.
Oh, not
because
piano.
Our tour guide would like run.
not piano, not somebody playing.
Maybe
piano.
Like really fast.
Okay, and I'm going to be needing some Italian soon. How do I ask for a beer, please?
Oh, I don't know. Hand gesture and chug.
Yeah. Okay. So that's how you got by.
Yeah.
You didn't try and get somebody to speak English because often they bite
especially
back,
in the north, they don't like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think especially the younger people, if you find a younger person, then the likelihood is they are speaking English.
And tell me about a vegan Dracula.
A vegan Dracula.
That's what you want.
It's a suffering Dracula.
A vegan Dracula. Okay, fine. Did you run into any of the gypsies in Rome?
I think I did.
Could you see them coming?
Oh.
You missed that K-Flats girl.
I kind of could tell by the dog that the person was walking with.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they didn't try and put the gedachte on you, put the kop on you. They didn't try and...
No.
Oh, they didn't?
Because they probably thought that we would do the same to them.
Oh, they saw you and they saw Gypsy.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. But, you know, the kind of strategies around that Colosseum that I've heard of, literally throwing the baby at you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you grab the baby and then they all over your pockets.
We actually didn't experience that.
Yeah, that's...
And the one thing I had read was that if someone comes up to you, if a vendor comes up to you and says, oh, you know, I have this free thing, that you shouldn't accept it. But the thing is, we were sitting there as like the two lone South Africans, and guys would come up and say, oh, and start talking, and then they'd realize we're South African. And then the free thing actually became the free thing because it was just this African connection.
Sure.
That, I mean, that's a really special thing about traveling as a South African.
Yes.
Yeah. And you always find that connection.
And it's in the strangest of places sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you know that Bruce Springsteen was in Rome?
Yes.
How do you feel about Bruce Springsteen?
I mean, I know he's the boss, and that's about it. And my stepmother loves him. That's all I know.
I just think he's an absolutely amazing human being. I mean, he's just been true to himself throughout his career. And he's always like spoken the truth, you know, spoken the truth to power and independent, viciously independently minded, and a lot of meaning, you know. It's rare for them to come into such superstardom rather than superpower and to stay real.
Yeah. And that is like you're saying, that's his superpower.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think even more so that he has mass appeal and, as you say, speaks his mind. That's a very difficult thing to do.
Maybe to be real is a superpower. Is it
tough? It is. It's really tough to be real. I mean, even just to come here and share thoughts, and you do it every day.
Well, I was going to suggest, Carla, you need your little outfit.
Superpower outfit.
Because you like the
of
real.
Of Spanx.
But real is an important... value in your life, is it not?
Yes, I mean, is it not for everyone?
No, it's not. I mean, look at everybody wanting likes.
But I think that that is in search and in hope that someone likes their reel eventually.
I'm just thinking you're searching in the wrong place.
I know, but a lot of us are lost. Yeah. And at certain ages, you're more lost than...
Must be allowed our time.
Yeah.
Creed.
And I mean, the one thing, like if there's one superpower you can have is to travel as much as you can, because that's where you find yourself. It's a big part of finding yourself.
Faster, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's what this did for me. It was just a reconnect to me.
No, absolutely. I think when you encounter yourself through other people's eyes, and especially when it's a culture so far removed from the crazy realities that South Africa still too often present, it can be a fast track into coming into your own.
Yeah, but also then returning home and realizing why Cape Town is the best place on earth. Even in the darkness, in 4 hours of darkness, even when it's storming outside and it just came from the sun, there is no place like Cape Town.
Just say it.
What?
I love the rand.
Oh, no. It's monopoly money.
Yeah, but you get so much.
From what?
McDonald's, cheapest McDonald's in the whole world.
No.
Have you heard about the McDonald's index?
No, what's that? I probably should know this.
The McDonald's index is like the value of a McDonald's burger in whatever currency they are produced.
How does that work? I mean, actually...
Don't ask me how it works. I'm just telling you what the results are, is that our currency stacks up there as the best in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
But well, I mean, that's not a great...
It's a couple of years old, but not lots of years, about 5 years.
Not a great reflection on our consumption of ultra-processed foods, but...
No, okay. Of course not. Of course not. But you can't tell me that you had the most exotic of meals out on the other side, because it's expensive.
No, but you see, ours was paid for. A lot of the meals were paid for.
Okay, which helps. Yeah,
and I mean, 5-course meals. Wow. And never less than 3 courses.
Yeah, no, of course.
And having like Nona, cooking with Nona and making a pizza and having everything freshly made, you can taste the difference.
Who's Nona?
Nona is just grandmother. I don't know what her name is, but Nona.
Okay, just put that into context.
So we had gone to a farm in Sorrento, so on the Amalfi Coast, a limoncello farm. That's their main product. And then part of it was then cooking with the grandmother there, learning to make an Italian pizza and then eating that.
So you were like Italian blood there. Oh, but Bernardo.
No, not my grandmother. Oh. Somebody's grandmother.
Okay, right. But the passion is just palpable, isn't it?
Oh,
and
yes.
And around food.
Yes.
Especially.
Yes. I mean, we're also passionate about our food.
Yeah.
Just, I think it's a serious love for the entire culinary experience.
Absolutely.
And it's sitting down for like 3 hours and
it's
enjoying.
It's a social thing.
Yeah.
And then, what's it, siesta?
Siesta? No, it's Spanish.
Don't the Italians
I mean, I'm sure everyone takes a siesta when they can.
They eat themselves duck over lunch and then they sleep for 3 hours. Yeah. Then they open up business at 8 o'clock at night as well because they had duck asleep.
Yes, that was weird to me.
Oh, so they do siesta.
No, like I went out the one day and the shops weren't open until 5 p.m.
Yeah, it's like that.
That was weird.
Having a little kip in after that 5 course.
Yeah, but also just shows how hard work. Oh, I shouldn't say this, but I mean, we are really hard working. We work from 5 to whatever time. Our shops are open. We're on the streets. We're working, regardless of whether we have power to power our laptops. We do it.
We've mastered the arts of having a siesta while working. Okay.
Especially in some government departments.
I'm trying to think, and I haven't been able to think of anything. Somebody says it's the Big Mac Index. It compares the relative value of Big Mac in local currencies around the world. Yes, no, I think maybe I was a little clumsy in my explanation of what it indicates. But it indicates that in terms of the value of the Big Mac that we're purchasing in rand value in South Africa, we're getting a lot of value.
Oh, and we do.
Yeah.
It's a lekker meal. I have it often.
Listen, let's look at some of the other ideas about being a superhero. I've been trying to think about it, and I, uh-huh. and I, I just want to be like Super Clarence, man. I wanna come completely into my perfect imperfection, if you know what I mean. I wanna embrace it completely. I really do not have ambitions beyond that. Although I did want to fly, but I think that's the Superman thing.
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
No, but I thought about flying, and then just picture yourself flying. It's not flattering. Everyone is looking up at you. There's only so long. It's much easier to hold your stomach in when you're standing and walking. Now you're flying. Mach is flying with you. I'm not doing that. It's not flattering.
I couldn't see that one coming. Women are really from Venus.
You must think of everything.
My goodness gracious. Maybe that is superhuman status.
Women from Venus.
Understanding women.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So maybe that is something I must...
But equally, us women, complex beings, trying to understand something so simple as a man.
And I mean, you don't want to do that. It's simple. That's simple stuff. It's not hard work.
It is. It's like talking to a rock. Like, how do you understand a rock?
Well, treat it like a rock. Stare at it.
Throw it. Into the ocean. Kick it.
Yeah, stand on it. Mm, okay, right. So you're saying that would be like a superhuman effort to understand women? Are women difficult?
No,
to understand?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You think women are easy to understand?
I think we are complex. I don't think we are complicated. I think if men listen, like actually listen, then we're pretty easy to understand.
Okay, now. Teach us. Tell us how to listen.
With your ears, Claire.
No, I understand that too. But often the words that is said, because we're so simple, we take things literally.
Yeah.
Can we match the words with the source?
Match the words with the source.
With a thought.
Oh, with a thought.
That accompanies those words. Because sometimes...
No, but that's on you. That's on men to think.
Yeah, but that's magic sometimes.
No, it's effort.
How does the question...
It's wanting to. It's wanting to.
But sometimes the question is completely unrelated to the actual answer that is required.
But then you ask, is that really what you mean? Is that really what you feel? You dig. If you want to know, you will know.
Do you really
And you'll find out.
Do you think men are and women are very different?
No, actually, I don't think so.
Mars and Venus thing?
No. I don't think so. I have met men who are so deeply in touch with their emotions, who are able to tap into their femininity. Am I saying that correctly? But their feminine side.
I think I'm able to do
that. Yes, yes. So, I mean, it's not some foreign concept, and it's also not like I'm one in a million.
I'm able to tap into my male-female side, if you know what I mean.
And that's a really good thing. That's what makes us complex. That's what makes us interesting. Yeah. And there are a lot of men that can do that and do that.
So you're saying there's not much difference between men and women?
That I don't think
men
so.
Just choose to be rocks. That's.
I don't know if they choose to, if they're forced to be.
Maybe I have a thought on this. You're welcome to weigh in. And what superhero would you like to be? 072-567-1567. You can call as well. A couple of voice notes. Let's take a listen to them. Joe, what have you got for us?
Clarence, good morning. You were a superhero during the early 90s when you did your 2-5 stint in the mornings. You were better known as Clarence the Boogeyman Ford. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that. And that was I'm Your Boogeyman. It was a song, and I forget who the song was. Wasn't it Casey and the Sunshine Band? Casey and the Sunshine Band. And I would start the show at 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm Your Boogeyman. That's what I am. But of course, it's boogeymen come out at night.
Yes, yes.
Scare people. There's another voice note in.
Hi, Clarence, to your guest. At the office one day, the receptionist was telling the storeman, if you just listen to us, then everything will be okay with you. Now that's a bit of manipulative listening, don't you think? When she speaks about listening, we need to listen to them.
I'm not even sure if this is a good conversation to have, but I think sometimes it is as basic as this, where the misunderstanding is, and the more honest we can be to ourselves, the faster we're going to grow in understanding of each other.
Yes.
You saying there isn't a lot of difference, but men are choosing not to step up.
I don't want to say men are choosing not to. There are men who choose not to step up. There are women who choose not to step up.
Okay, so then it's, yeah. Then I'm with you. I'm completely with you.
Yeah, and it is really, I mean, when someone says listen, there's obviously a myriad of ways in which to say listen and what the meaning is behind that. But it's, someone wants to be heard. So it's whether you're going to give them that
time of day. I just think that you should be like literal. This is how I feel. This is how I feel here and now. Klar,
no, but feelings aren't literal. Stories. Feelings aren't as basic as that. Like, I'm happy. I'm sad.
Carla, Bernardo, and of course, she's back. Klipani Boss, just chatting stuff. And we'll play some more catch up after the news. Your WhatsApp messages on 0725671567, 021-446-0567 if you want to be part of the conversation. And I'm being asked to represent, and I will gladly put my hand up and I will represent men. And I will make myself vulnerable because it's kind of morphed out of superhero. And I really want to understand. I want to understand what women say when they don't say it.
We've said everything. We've said everything. So use your eyes and your ears and your heart and your...
I think I'm representing quite a couple of men who feel that they are not hearing properly. So clearly we have different kinds of ears, or our minds are hearing stuff differently. So I guess I'm on a couch now, right?
Yeah.
And this is like, what's it?
Therapist.
Yeah.
Counselor Carla.
Privy as well. You can't go telling anybody about this, right?
Because except everyone.
I'm bearing my soul. Somebody says, listen without trying to give an answer is what I need to do.
Yeah. I struggle with that too. It's like immediately you want to give advice. But sometimes someone just needs to talk. That's it. That's all they need.
Random.
But then the problem is...
Random talking.
Yeah. And but the problem is sometimes we actually want an answer.
I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to listen. So how can I listen better?
Look interested.
I want to be a superhero. I want to understand women. Okay.
Yes. And give some cues that you are listening. Like, yes. Wow.
I've mastered the art.
I'm so sorry.
Albeit that I may not be present.
You think you've mastered it, but the eyes gives it away immediately.
Are you serious? So you know. You actually know that
immediately.
I'm...
Then blankness.
Okay.
We all do that.
Is that why you ask a question immediately related to the question or the statement that you just made, just to see if
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So how do I understand women better? Explain. I'm going to listen.
No. So, okay. So now you're having a conversation and this person is talking to you and talking to you.
My wife says I don't communicate.
Yeah. But I mean, this is not, this is a problem with every relationship. I have felt that many times.
I tell her I was born before WhatsApp.
Then you should know how to communicate.
I've taken WhatsApp notifications off because I can't keep up.
Oh yeah, no, it's overwhelming.
So is that wrong?
I mean, Clarence, you didn't grow up with emojis, so you should know how to use your words. You should know how to speak, how to read body language. I'm not going to let you off the hook for that.
I know, sometimes I must just stay quiet. That's when I read body language really well.
Yes, yes. But I feel like your wife would probably, you know, I think we're all kind of from the same upbringing. She would let you know if she's upset with words. Words that are so...
Random.
Part of our culture. Ooh, Clarence, you're going to be in trouble. Luckily, you're going abroad.
With her. Okay.
Yeah.
With her.
I'm
gonna listen. Okay, so you're saying we're not wired. We're not there in the moment. We need to be more vested.
Yes. So present, but then I mean everything is down to whether you actually want to understand.
Do you always understand what you say, Carla?
No. Most of them I don't.
Okay. So if you don't understand what you're saying I must understand that you don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that's why I'm single and will probably be for the rest of my life.
Maybe that's the important thing that you're trying to share here, that I must understand that you don't necessarily understand what you are saying.
Yes, or that other people are saying.
And it's okay.
Yeah, and then it's just about asking, like, what do you mean? That's one of my superpowers, by the way, is like I'm not afraid to look really stupid. Like, I will ask you, I'll say I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand most things.
I don't have an issue with that either. Okay, I don't know. I'm going to try that. So I now know that you don't know what you are saying.
Yes. But and then it's asking, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And then maybe the first answer is not the real answer, and it's just digging deeper. You are a journalist. You know how to dig.
Okay. How long must I have this patience?
For the rest of your life. You're in it for life.
Okay, but in a moment, in an episode, is it like 15 minutes?
Maybe you must time your conversations, the deep conversations, around load shedding. So as soon as you know that there is a stage 6 power outage coming, you have the conversation, power goes off, the anger then shifts to our power supplier.
I don't see it as anger, I see it as frustration.
Frustration, yeah. Everything.
Yeah.
So you must time your conversations
better.
Why is it
that you don't understand me? Okay, just try and say what you said differently. Just, yeah.
Then you say, I'm trying to.
Okay, there we go. Hopefully that's a handy little tip that's going to give you that superpower that we all want to have.
And that we all have within us.
Thank you, Carla. It's always like having a chat with you. On the topic, if you have ever watched 50 Shades of Grey, the first one where he sits at the table and brings a folder with and tells his future lover what the relationship terms of contracts will about. It's more men can be like that, or rather, if more men can be like that, us women will know exactly where we stand, Jasmine. Noted! Mine is a simple contract, very simple contract, not even a full page. But thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Lekker to have you back. Carla Bernardo at 11:15. The lich is below. Nie noodwendig in die Kaap nie. There's a couple of clouds about today. I'm going to be telling you about the weather over the weekend. Some rain expected, but first...